On the phone with us now is Matthew Mackey, the Democratic candidate for the 101st Assembly District in Ulster County. Matthew, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Matthew, you were born in Poughkeepsie, grew up in Hudson Valley, and you've been an advocate from a very early age, having two parents who are deaf. And you've been an advocate from a young age, helping to try to get services for your parents and for the deaf community. Can you tell us more about that experience? And has that experience led you to pursuing a career in politics?
So that experience really made me grow up very quickly. I grew up in a time period where the Americans with Disabilities Act was just getting started and resources weren't readily available to many public facilities. So as a young child, I had to do a lot of the activities that most people take for granted every single day, like translating on the taking a phone call and translating for my parents, or you know, even as something as simple as going to a deli order and making a count and making an order at the deli counter. So that experience really taught me that, you know, I have the ability to lift other people's voices up, or to even listen to individuals and make the connection with what they need. So growing up as a student in school, I had to fight for a lot of the resources that my parents would need to participate in school activities and functions. I was an active participant in our drama club and in our music programs. So to have an interpreter available so my parents could also participate like regular hearing parents. And a lot of people take for granted every single day the benefits and the opportunities we have for not having a disability. So growing up, I started becoming a disabilities rights advocate and also an LGBTQ advocate. And I wanted to actually become a pediatric disability consultant. I was a family advisor for families who had special needs children for 3 years. And I don't think it necessarily, my experiences geared me towards a life in politics. I never really wanted to be a politician, but there was a moment in my career as a family advisor that I was fighting with an insurance company for 6 months for a child who had a traumatic brain injury due to an accidental gunshot wound to the brain. And while this child was learning how to walk and talk again, COVID began. And his medical provider team said that if this child were to get COVID, they would most likely not survive. And so they recommended getting at-home therapies so that way his progression on being able to relearn how to walk and talk would continue. And so for 6 months, we fought with the insurance company to try to get these resources available. And unfortunately, the insurance company kept denying. And during that time period, the child contracted COVID and then passed away. And I got extremely angry and frustrated at a system that allows for inequities like that to happen, where we have needless death for no reason. And at the time, I was also going to school full time to become a social worker. So I changed my focus from being a pediatric disabilities consultant to systemic policy and systemic change through policy advocacy. And so that is what I've been gearing my advocacy toward now.
The New York Assembly 101 is a large district. What do you think are some of the major issues facing the 101 district?
So some of the critical issues are definitely broadband expansion as well as cell phone service expansion, which seems really tedious, but it's actually a public safety issue for the district. You know, I drive the district all the time. For me to get to the top of the district is about 4 hours, and 60 to 70% of that time, there is no cell service. And we're on either very small local roads or even on main roads. There isn't a lot of car traffic during the off season. And so if anything happens to someone while they're on these roads, God forbid, there is no cell service to be able to contact emergency services. So that's a huge public safety issue. Other issues that we see in the district are definitely rural and physical health expansion with mental health. In some portions of the district, it takes 2 hours to be able to drive to a doctor's office. And then on top of that, there's like a 6 to 8 month wait for vital services. And with mental health particularly, 6 to 8 months could be a matter of life and death to people who are in mental health crises. So there's a huge opportunity that we have in the district to really invest in the rural mental and physical health care facilities in our district. And also there's community revitalization projects that need to happen and economic development, starting with green jobs and making sure we're protecting our environment, not just for now, but for the generations to come who are going to inherit the district that we're going to give them. So it's really important that we have to balance that economic development with what's going to impact the environment.
The Supreme Court has overturned Roe versus Wade. Once elected, what would you do to help protect the right to choose?
First off, let me say that there were disastrous consequences that happened as of Roe v. Wade. And, you know, when I talk about Roe v. Wade, I bring the stories of individuals who are currently suffering under the oppressive nature of other states outside of New York. Thankfully, New York has codified Roe v. Wade into our state constitution. And so New York will always have the protections of Roe v. Wade and access to safe abortions. You know, this really impacts me personally. I have several followers who live in other states, and the week after Roe v. Wade was overturned, one of the people who follows me killed themselves because they had scheduled to have an abortion within the first like 3 months, within the first trimester. And it was as a result of a rape, and she did not have anywhere to turn to. And so she killed herself. And these are the real world implications of the disastrous ruling by the Supreme Court. So as a representative, and to make sure that we protect every woman and person with a uterus in this state to access an abortion and other states, we need to be able to absolutely 100% enforce open, safe access to abortion in New York State, but then also provide the resources and funds necessary to protect women and people with uteruses who are coming from other states to get safe access to abortion in New York. As a leader, that I can do in the state legislature, but we can also pressure our federal congressional representatives to make sure that they're also going to codify Roe v. Wade into a federal level so that states can't get away with what they're getting away with currently.
If elected, this would be your first elected position held. Is that correct?
Yes. So this is my first time running for office. For the last 3 years, I've been working with the National Association of Social Workers on their advocacy and government relations team and their policy team. I actually work directly with New York State legislators, and I advocate for policy change as well as language changes within policies. That way, communities can be more equitably represented in those policies.
If elected, you'd be the first non-binary official. Why is that important?
It's important because representation matters on every level. And a couple of months ago, there was actually a spot in Spectrum News about the campaign. And I was randomly getting my Dunkin' Donuts coffee order one morning in the drive-thru, and someone in the Dunkin' Donuts, one of the employees who was not taking care of me at the time, ran up to the window, stopped, and said, "I have never wanted to vote a day before in my entire life because I've never seen someone who is in my community who's running for office." And so just the mere fact that me as a non-binary individual or someone who identifies as part of the LGBTQ community is running in upstate New York is inspiring a lot of people who would otherwise not vote to go and vote, because it gives them the hope that they can see themselves in those types of positions. Because it's only recently where we're seeing more and more LGBTQ inclusion within schools, within governmental structures, in higher positions of power or authority. And it gives hope to LGBTQ community that they have the ability to advance themselves and make a better life for themselves.
The election is coming up November 8th. Why should voters come out and vote for you, Matthew? Why should they come vote for you over your opponent, Brian Meyer?
I have a lot of experience advocating. I've been an advocate my entire life for various groups. And for the last over a decade, if not two decades, this district has really slipped through the cracks of Albany. And we haven't gotten the resources needed to make sure that our communities are safe and are thriving. And so this district doesn't need a politician. This district needs an advocate, someone who's going to bring the issues of community to Albany and get the resources back. And I have plenty of experience for fighting for individuals and for families. My entire life has been based off of that. In 2011, I helped stop the deportation of a binational same-sex couple by petitioning the Obama administration. It was previous to when same-sex marriage was recognized. And so after the couple had been here for over 25 years legally and been married legally for 8 through Massachusetts, the government was going to deport them or deport one person in that couple. And I saw that and I got really angry, and I turned that anger and frustration into something constructive. And I created a petition and got 23,000 signatures in 6 days, and we stopped the deportation of this couple. And it's because I am not afraid to stand up to authority, even when the authority is within my own party, because what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. And at the end of the day, that's what our campaign is about, doing what's right for the district and the community. So we need a fighter in this district, and I'm a fighter that's not going to back down.
Matthew, before we go, is there anything else I have not touched on that you want our listeners to know about you and your campaign?
If you would like to see more about our platform for District 101, you can go to www.matthewforchange.com. That's Matthew, F-O-R, change.com. And election day is November 8th. So everyone bring 10 friends to go vote, because this election is going to be the most important of the latest elections that we've had in a very long time.
We will talk to Matthew Mackey, candidate for Ulster County Assembly District 101. Thank you so much, Matthew, for joining us on the Local Edition and for this program. And good luck on election day.
Thank you so much for having me. You have a great day.